Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner mini talks. It is 1 o'clock on Thursday. And here we have Java champion Klaas-Jan Tucker, who's going to talk about his jug in the Netherlands in this talk entitled NL Jug Orange Anywhere. So, Klaas-Jan, you want to switch on and take it away?
The mic first. Yeah, this is better. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening in advance. I'd like to talk you through what we do at the NL Jug in the Netherlands. Actually, the NL Jug is fairly young compared to other jugs. Actually, this is what we call version 3 of the NL Jug. Version 1 was actually in the early years of Java, started up from within Sun, but died a very smooth death because of no community around it. Version 2 was trying to get off the ground by commercial oriented companies and died even before it was born. So around I think it was 2004, I got approached by Sun Microsystems to say, okay, do you want to start working with the NL Jug for us? And I was working within another developer group at that time, now called Software Developer Network in the Netherlands. And I switched over with the whole Java section from that to NL Jug. So, I like to tell you through what we do within the NL Jug and what our backgrounds are. And actually, this is the presentation I use within the Netherlands as well to talk to members. What actually do you do within the user group? What's your background? And also when I talk to business partners to hook them on, it's the same presentation. So what we try to do is create a platform that facilitates the exchange of knowledge around Java and make that platform accessible to members, companies, and other people who are interested in working with Java or exchanging knowledge with Java. So the prime thing is building up context and knowledge share. So that's the first part, and naturally you need some money flowing around to make this stuff all possible. That comes to the side naturally. So what is then a community? One person doesn't make a community? No, it doesn't. Two persons doesn't make a community? No. You can see something as community that is something with sufficient size. It's depending on where you're living. So if you're living within a group of 100 people, then already 10 becomes a community. But if you're within a group of, for example, millions of Java developers globally, or 10 to 12 to 14,000 in the Netherlands, what's then the community? Now, I think we got now beyond the point where we have around 1,500 to 2,000 Java developers in the Netherlands signed up for the NL Jug, so I can talk now about it as a community. But especially the community is done by software engineers and for software engineers, and we try to link different parties in the market. And this is some stuff taken from community specialist HN Wenger. And if you look at how communities can evolve, but certain phases are where we are. So maybe in 10 to 15 years, when Java is long behind us and we got something new, we have those days of, did you know Java 1 2006 was a top time, the let go and remember phase. So where are we now with the NL Jug? And I think that's actually here. We've had the point of initiate and incubate, and we're now in this curve of focusing and expanding. I started off on my own, supported by a production company to do the day-to-day operations. Last year, we got an extra board member attached to it who's doing mostly the context to the IT consulting firms. And just before Java 1, another colleague hooked up in our in our board, and he's doing mainly the context in the content area and the area to the members. So if you look at the community, this is the core group where we are working on. And at the moment, this is typically my role to coordinate stuff. I'm not a prime technical guy, so don't ask me to write programs all day because I get bored. I like to work with communities, get people motivated to do stuff, and then let them evolve around themselves. So around the core group, we are also starting to develop a active group. People who don't want to be involved on a day-to-day basis, but say, I like to do a training, or I like to write an article, or maybe do something else, give a presentation. And then we have all the people affiliated, what I call the NLJUC members. And yes, there's the outsider. And I hope that by presenting on these events, maybe podcasting this out, or appearing wherever you can, this outsider can become an insider as well. So if you look at the external factors you have within a community, there are all different reasons why they attach to it. So first, let's have a look at members. Members can present themselves. Our conferences have a low barrier to entrance. So if you want to present, propose a paper, and there's a fair chance you get accepted. Share experience and share personal opinions. So be yourself and show what you're able to do. And then what can you get out of it as a member? You build up a network. You gain experience and retain overview. So when a member comes to me and says, why should I be a member of the NLJUC? I say it's a very easy, low barrier to entrance, actually no barrier to entrance at all, and you can get a lot out of it. Then we get the second part. Actually, this is the most difficult to get into in the Netherlands. Those are the educational institutes. And what we see now is that the gap between education and what comes out of it and actually real-world experience is getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. If somebody comes out of an educational institute, graduated, and gets into a job, you would now need 3 to 6 months before they can come fully operational and productional. So we really like to reach out to the teachers and say, okay, come look what's happening in the real world. Come and look what you actually can get out of it and put it back into your curriculum. Tell your students what's happening and also get the students the possibility to look on what's after their education period. So the third part, the vendors. And what is especially there for the vendors? First of all, market response. All the people who are acting within the NLJUC, they are working with the stuff, so they can tell whether something is good or whether something is not working, what they are interested in, what they like or what they dislike. Develop a commitment and, of course, market exposure. We all know if you put up a show, they are happy to come by, wave the flags, present stuff and be there. What to do? Just to say, okay, influence markets and create contact moments. So this is the part I think we are all very familiar with within user groups, and the part that's also funding our current position at the moment. And then finally, we got the service organizations. The service organizations are the organizations that got in touch with us last year, and from small 10 to 15 organizations until big 100, 150 developer Java competence centers are now signing up to become a business partner of the NLJUC. And if you even open up a typical Dutch IT newspaper, you will find job listings showing the NLJUC logo. Why? People say, we're affiliated with the group, we invest in Java, and we like to invest in you. So if you come work for us, you are not locked within a room, but you can share your experience. So one side is, hiring new employees, and the other side is facilitate memberships. For example, Atos Origin, well-known IT service provider, said, okay, we contribute to the NLJUC, but every employee we get on board will become directly a member of the JUC, and we take all the sessions, all the events into our competence program. So just a short overview of business partners. Some look familiar, some are very local, but they're all very professional. And people have been sleeping. So come on, wake up, it's happening. Look around here at Java 1. So if you now would walk into any Java developer and say, are you a member of a JUC? how big is the chance that they are? I think the chances are still too low. So that's what we do in the Netherlands as well. That's why we try to get extra attention at events like this, to let people know there is something like the NL Jug where you can do all the stuff and get all the stuff we just discussed. So what do we do then? This is a short overview of banners of the events we did. If you go to our website, www.nljug.org, probably you will find one of these banners in the upper left corner. Just as a signal like there's an event coming up. If you click the banner, you go to the special section of the website to get more information about that event. Actually, if you go to the NLJUG website now, there are three of these banners. We got three things running concurrently. One is a spring training, which I get later on. The second one is the Java 1 events we have been organizing. And the third one is JSpring that will appear on June 15th. So these are typically our conferences, which we organize twice a year. One-day conferences, low barrier to entrance. If you're an NLJUG member, which is only 25 euros, you have free entrance to both conferences. And those typical conferences have a 3-5 track and 5 slots program. And yeah, it's a very nice time, very nice moment to exchange your knowledge. To give you an impression, this was a picture of J-Fall, a rather large audience. And if you have very good eyes, this is Onno Cloud talking on the JCP program on stage. Actually, this was J-Fall. And yeah, it was the 10th birthday of Java. So one of our Belgian business partners was kind enough to supply us with a very huge brownie. So actually, this distance is over 5 meters. So it's all made out of Belgian chocolate, and it was a very nice experience. Also, what we did at J4 was a kind of a hands-on experience. We had somebody organizing an XP game. So how do you work within the XP world? Not programming, but giving them small assignment cards, giving them toys to tell, okay, estimate how much time you need to build a house of 5 cards. Or a house of 10 cards, and then from that work on in the project and see what's possible to do, how much time do you take, and actually a look into extreme programming. So you see here people interacting with each other, thinking, discussing, and in the end evaluating the results. Next to our one-day events, we also try to put together evening events. So from 6 o'clock at night till 10 at night, which we tend to call university sessions. So we have several university sessions. They are all very recognizable by the Duke with the hat on it. We did a university session on Robocode. This was the university session on Glassfish and Mustang, the one out of the Jux Roadshow. And manageable applications, university session about scalable applications. And of course, we have the spring training. And the spring training is a very interesting thing. There's a lot of interest in Spring, developing with Spring, and we did some sessions about it. And at a certain moment, a Dutch company came to me and said, we like to do a commercial-grade Spring training, 4 evenings, 2 weeks in between, for the NLJUG members, and it's free for them to entrance. So we put up a pre-sign-on, and within 1 day, we got all 70 pre-selection slots filled. And out of those 70 people, we had to select 40 people. And they are very committed to this training. They show up each Wednesday evening, get a 3-hour in-depth course, are sent off home with assignments, which take them 5-6 hours to make. They got 2 weeks for that. We have set up a wiki where they can share experience. And at the coming JSpring, I will hand out certificates, actually, to the people who made it to the end. And this is the step up for a project we like to do. If you grow within your JUG and you have a financial supported model like 25 euros a year, managing your administration, managing invoicing can be very difficult, especially like now where we run everything out of Excel. We just build up a knowledge base of 40 developers who know how to program with Spring and Hibernate. So the next question I will ask them is, okay, would you like to participate in an open source project to create a administration backend for user groups, which may be extended into the future. So when we get this off the ground, probably you will see this project back on java.net and to share with other user groups. A very nice other event, Masters of Java. Probably people on mailing lists have heard about it. Two members came after 2004 Java 1 and said, this topcoder thing we saw is very cool. Could we do something like that in the Netherlands? Of course. So we contacted Topcoder, but only the amount of money that was involved to get him over and did to do the show was way out of our budget. So they said, okay, if they cannot come, we do it ourselves. So they started programming a competition environment. They started programming challenges. And in our 2004 editions, we had 30 teams of people competing against each other. It was a very fun night. And also, this software is available through the NLJAC website as an open source product. So other corporations had already taken the software, written their own assignments, and did an internal study. And it was very fun to do. So we hired some kind of hacker underground. This is a typical internet gaming cafe. Normally they play Quake, Doom, Unreal Tournament, everything. So thrown out other people on the very same computers. We installed the Java runtime environment with WebStart, put in two heavy sandboxes as compilation servers, put in a very large display where everybody could see and follow what was happening. And on the display, you could see which team was actually compiling or testing, or on the green bars, how much parts of the assignments they actually finished. So a very cool thing to do. And we did it in 2004 and 2005. And you can see, yeah, if you still talk to people, there will be definitely an event in 2006 as well. It will be in November. And then, yes, Java 1. It's always fun to be here. It's always fun to bring people. And since the first Java 1, it was kind of a tradition to bring all the Dutch people together to organize something in the Netherlands to share experience, because always there are new people who don't know what's happening in San Francisco, what you will think about, what you care about. So at the end of 2001 was the last time this happened. Then we came into a little bit of a minor period. But in 2004, we started up again. And we tried to raise together a little sponsor budget to do fun stuff. For example, a warming up on the Tuesday before Java 1, where they get handed out a shirt, like this shirt, this year's Java 1 shirt. Or in 2004 and 2005, we went sailing on the bay just to have people interact with each other, communicate with each other, and share experience. And if you now walk around the show floor and look at these shirts, you know, okay, that must be a Dutch guy, but everybody knows each other. So what session did you go to? What did you like? Where are you going next? Okay, I join you and we go there. So there is a lot of exchange of knowledge, and that's one thing I really like to see. So this was this year's population sitting at the AT&T ballpark watching the Giants games. Merely they lost the game, but okay. In the evening, we had a very nice dinner at restaurant Azi on Folsom. And yeah, actually, the Dutch got the most referrals for the Java 1 sign-up. So yesterday, we had a one-hour meeting together with James Gosling. And as you see on the picture, he's wearing the very same shirt as I do. And I've actually never seen James Gosling wearing a shirt with a collar. So this is quite an event. And when we started NLJAC, we did one other strategic thing. There is a Dutch publisher called Array Publications, which is publishing a magazine called Software Release Magazine. And they tried to start a Dutch Java magazine. And we said, okay, it would be nice if every member of the NLJAC would get a copy of the Java magazine. So we cut them a deal in a very early stage, and every member gets 4 times a year this Java magazine. They don't get only the Java magazine, but the NLJAC gets a two-page part to publish their notes, to publish their events and publish their stuff. So next to a IT magazine, this also has become a community magazine for the NLJAC. So if you want to have more information, and yeah, merely most of the part is in Dutch, but you can go to our website, www.nljug.org. This screenshot was taken last night, so you can see what's happening there. The free events going on. And yeah, that's where we try to work from. Are there any questions and answers? This was my part of the presentation. And if there are people who like to answer some, to get some questions answered, just go ahead. We have now over 1,500 members, and we are still steadily growing. So especially around events, we see a lot of sign-ups. So when I send out the mailer for JSpring, a lot of people come in again.
3 years,
yes. And they are very committed members. The JSpring and JFall get attended by typically 400 to 500 developers. The university sessions are between 40 and 100 people. Master of Java attracts around 60 to 70 people, where we actually have to put a physical roof on the number of attendants due to location restrictions. So, yeah, we're still growing. If you want to have some background, this presentation will be put on the java.net website. There are some slides on HN Wenger's community of practice, which you can read, with some material in actually the books where this came out of. Okay, I would say thank you for your attendance and enjoy Java 1.
All right, thank you very much. That was Klaas-Jan Tucker of NLJUG talking about the many activities of that very busy Netherlands JUG. And coming up next at 1:30, we have Keith Thompson speaking on rapid development of SunGrid applications using Compute Server. So if you're interested in the Compute Server project, be here at 1:30 for the next mini talk. Thank you. This has been the Java.net Community Corner podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.